So I've been joined here in the URN studios by our wonderful Chloe Averill, the ISU Equal Opportunities and Welfare Officer. How are you, Chloe?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Good. We're going to be having a quick chat about Mental Health Awareness Week. This is running from the University of Nottingham's Disability Support Network from the 16th of February. So can you tell us a little bit more about what that's going to involve?
Yeah, so the Mental Health Awareness Week is sort of a joint week with the university, the union, Student Minds, who are the student run group, and we're all just sort of plugging together, and this is a week of events, from yoga to sort of a craft afternoon with Student Minds, just talking about mental health, and it's just about raising awareness really and showing people that you don't have to be afraid to talk about mental health, and everybody has mental health. It's sort of like on a little spectrum, and some may be good, some may be not so good, but it's not shameful to talk about it. So we're really trying to get people just to come along to these workshops and to the events and just feeling positive about it, and not feeling like they're on their own.
So we don't want people to feel like they're on their own, but of course most of this is also based around sort of sports and yoga, and so there's a tennis event, a badminton event, all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Just how important do you think those kind of events and students getting involved in sport if they have got these problems is?
Yeah, I think it's really important. Obviously sport has been shown to have a really positive effect on mental health, or sort of like, you know, healthy body, healthy mind, and all those sayings, and just in general, like, it's not just the physical exercise, but it's the social activity, it's meeting new people, it's maybe talking to someone that you've never spoken to before. It's all really important to play on your mental health. So there'll be a lot of events, there'll be some sports inductions, there'll be like I said, there's some yoga and, like you said, badminton and things like that. So hopefully it's just a good chance to get people to be able to play sports if they've not really been confident enough to join a team in the past or anything like that.
And you mentioned before that everyone's got mental health, so we're all ranging on a spectrum. As the welfare officer, is this something that you're finding that more students are wanting to talk about, and that there's something there's more need for around the university?
I think as welfare officer, I think I do see it more, but that's just because of the role that I'm in. I think we're seeing people talking about it more, which is really positive. I don't know if it's just because I've become more attuned to it, but sort of in the news and with people sharing things on Facebook and stuff, a lot of people do seem to be talking about it a lot more, and we really want to keep that going and push that a lot more. So Student Minds, their main sort of aim is to get people talking about mental health and to sort of tackle with the stigma. And on the 5th of February, it was Take 5 Minutes, which was Time to Change. They launched this Take 5 Minutes where it's just, they want people to just take 5 minutes out of their day to talk about mental health, or to ask a friend how they are, or to ring their mum and ask how they're doing. So we went out and just started giving a few badges out, taking a few pictures of what people were doing, with how they've sort of spoken to people and taken 5 minutes out of their day to just talk positively about mental health.
And, you know, students that are suffering from these problems or thinking they may suffer from these problems, they may not necessarily know that talking is a good idea, because maybe concerned, they're thinking, oh, if I share this burden with someone else, I'm maybe revealing secret things about that I don't want to reveal. Why is it such a positive thing to talk about these problems? Or to even just concerns that you may have, even if you don't know that that's what it is.
I think it's just when people do maybe suffer from mental health problems, or they might just be feeling really lonely, I think it's quite easy for people to feel that if they talk about it, they might be embarrassed to talk about it, or they might think that it's something shameful to talk about it. And it's just really showing people that it's fine to talk about it, and that people aren't going to look down on them just because they may have given them some information about how they're feeling or anything like that. And it just means that the more people, if you talk to someone, it might just be one close friend, but that person might know the services that you can go to get help, and just to help you just start to maybe feel yourself again.
And what are you hoping this week is going to achieve for the University of Nottingham students?
Just like it's called Mental Health Awareness Week. It's just to get people more aware that people, like 1 in 4 people, suffer from a mental health problem, and no one really sees that, and no one really takes time out. I think if people just take time out of their day to think about someone else, or even if it's their own self, and they do notice, oh, it's okay to talk about it, it's just making people more aware that it's happening, and it's something that we need to talk about.
And that number, 1 in 4, is a startling number.
Yeah.
It's a higher percentage most people think. And if you think you're part of that 1 in 4, if you're concerned about any of the mental health problems that you may have, where can students go?
So the university, it's got so many different services that people can access, but we do know that there's a problem in the communication, and maybe students don't know exactly where to go. So there's the counselling service, And the GP is usually the one that I'd say to go to first if you're sort of not sure and how you're feeling, you don't know exactly what it is you're feeling. Then the GP and the counselling service is great. You've got your personal tutors, and then we also have mental health advisors. The student advice centre is great to go to, again, if you're not sure, if you need help with something. So there's a range of different services there. It's just knowing that they're there and knowing that you can access them.
So just how important are groups like Student Minds and the student-run services around the campus to help with that communication? Are you proud of the work that they're doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm so proud of them. Like, I think it's just sometimes a lot easier to talk to another student rather than talking to a GP or anything like that, especially if you're maybe doing medicine or something like that, and you might think that talking to someone professional may impact your fitness to practice, which it doesn't, but I can see why people get worried about that. So having these student run groups are great. We also have BEAT, which are the group that sort of talk about eating disorders and have self-help workshops with that as well. And it just shows like initiative and peer-to-peer. I think it's quite easier for people to talk about.
And there's Nightline, of course, is another that students can ring. What's that? What does that involve? How does that work?
So Nightline is a completely confidential listening service. It's something to call that if you don't necessarily want advice, because they don't give advice, but they just can listen to you for anything. It could be you need directions to a certain building, or it could be that you're feeling really, really low and you don't really know how to deal with it, and they will just be that person to listen to, and to, like, their sort of slogan is like to listen and not lecture. So they'll just listen to you, and they'll be that friend that you can talk to, but they won't try and push you into anything that you might not want to seek help at the moment.
Yeah, another fantastic service here at the University of Nottingham. Of course, there are going to be mental health awareness stalls around the campus during the week that begins on the 16th of February. Just to go back to the sort of slightly sporting angle here, and you know what students can do during the week itself, just how important is it for students that are going through those problems to sort of try and get involved and to you know, meet new people and perhaps people that are going through similar experiences to their own?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I mean, the sports officer, Kerry, and I have noticed that this is a gap where we are really working to fill. If you are potentially, you might have social anxiety, or you might not feel comfortable in sort of group situations, trying to approach an already established football team, for example, like, it can be quite hard to take that first step into the club, and it could reap great benefits when you finally meet the people and things like that. So there'll be something coming soon from Kiri and myself about mental health and welfare in sport, and how we can potentially break down some of the barriers to participation which we can see a lot of students face.
And which channel should the students use to keep a track for that, for those announcements?
We've basically got a group of students that we're going to be speaking to and finding to sort of who will help us to mould the campaign, because we don't want to do it just from ourselves. We want to really get student input. So in the next few weeks there'll be some launches on the website and via social media, and I'm sure me and Kiri will be running around the different campuses trying to promote it a little bit.
Well, keep an eye out for those campaigns. It sounds like it's a really exciting project, something that's really going to benefit the University of Nottingham students. Thank you for joining me today, Chloe.
No worries.